Blog Talk Radio.
Tony, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm super fantastic. Every day. Super fantastic.
Wake up, it's the TNT Denar. We've been waiting so long, but we made it this far. If you're feeling like I'm feeling, you know it's so hard. Gotta keep your head up, keep your faith in the Lord, and restore the truth. Breaking down the walls, over 10,000 people waiting on a call, and when it all coming to reality, it's over with. It's so close, I can feel it like a super hit. You never had it, you keep your head when you cash it. Outlast it, you ain't even got a flash it. How you doing, Tony? I'm super fantastic, far from past it. Now close your eyes and imagine those that been down, bouncing back like elastic. How many really trying to do something that's so drastic? Ask it. If you see another fella of the Denar era, I'm making their life better, yeah. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
Triple P, Pam, known as already blessed. We done heard half the news. We waiting on the rest. We waiting the best. Remember that we on the same map. Tony and Ray Ren, the brothers on the same path. It's time for a transference of wealth, and I ain't trying to be left with my life on the shelf. Can't do it by myself, we gotta do it together. A life of wealth, we living like they're living forever. Let's go.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
It was all a dream, but now it's a reality. Now it's where it has to be. Just keep your faith and you will see. It's a catastrophe, but just be patient, though. Incredible how he used the oddest things to bless your soul. TNT, Denar, Tony, Raven, where you at? People waiting on the intel call to hit you back. Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. It's a lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
Ray got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV,
TNT Denar.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go.
Super fantastic.
To start conference recording, press 1. The recording has started.
It's time. Welcome to the Information Superstation, TNT. Hosted by that dynamic duo, Tony and Ray Renfro. They're super fantastic and fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree. Bringing you the latest and greatest Iraqi Denar revaluation information from around the globe, east to west. It's the best. So sit back, relax, and get ready to have your mind blown in the TNT Intel Zone.
Good afternoon, TNT Super Fantastic Family. Today is Friday, the 13th, November 13, 2020. Rayman 98 here, along with
Man, after you said Friday the 13th, I was thinking I should hang up. Whoa, this might be a bad day.
All right. Good morning, TNT. It is Friday. We are here. We're going to do what we do. That is tell you what's going on. All right, Ray, you did some updates, though.
Yes, sir. Let's see. Last time we were all together was on, so we had Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday updates. The Tuesday update, the Monday's bankers meeting results, they were told that the exchange madness should subside by or before Thanksgiving. Then on the Wednesday update, we have four entries. First one, yes, some bank staffers are on exchange location waiting for us, just in case something breaks today. Time will tell. And in parentheses, and yes, today is a holiday. Next entry, just announced on Iraqi TV, borrowing $12 billion from foreign banks to pay current salaries and cover the remaining 3 months of this year. The official vote takes place at midnight Iraq time, which was less than 30 minutes from when that was posted. Next entry, some banks are putting their staff on call notice for later this evening. And then the last entry for Wednesday, Parliament votes on entire borrowing law after marathon negotiations. All provisions were accepted. And now the Thursday update. From Iraq, the election law, which was passed last week, was ratified today and signed by President Saleh. This was in the newspapers. It is expected within a week to see the borrowing law also signed and ratified and in the Gazette, with salaries being paid the next 2 days. Iran is on TV saying they are deleting zeros from their new currency to help their situation. And Iraq announces Sunday as the day to launch salaries for employees and retirees. That was it for the updates.
Okay. I don't guess we had to do no call today then. Anyway, nothing has changed from the updates. There's nothing really exciting today. Everybody's waiting to see if it goes in the Gazette tomorrow, the borrowing law, because it has to be law. And if they pay them on Sunday, like they said, Iraqis, so you already know, are expecting to get paid on Sunday. They are expecting a rate change because they felt the borrowing law had to be done before they could see a rate change. I don't know what it has to do with it anyway, but they are expecting it on Sunday over there. They're expecting to get paid, but they're expecting to get paid at a new rate. So, which would make sense. So the banks are in. Everybody's in. They went in yesterday. They've been told they're going to be there until this happens, until it goes live, is what they've been told already. And by being there, I mean 6 in the morning, 11 at night. They are being somewhat restricted, their movements, because they don't know the moment that it's going to happen. But they are ready. And no, Texas is not there. They have gotten no update themselves. And I personally don't think they will. It's my opinion, though, but being who they are, until tomorrow. So here's the thing. I'm not expecting it any moment now, like they're telling the people at the bank. And they do have them sitting there. They don't even go out for breakfast, lunch, or dinner anymore. They're back to that. You guys know we were at that scenario a long time ago. Well, at least they are in New York anyway. So I suspect they all are. But in New York, New Jersey area, they are. And I tell you, they brought them in. They're putting them up in hotels in there because they brought more people in for it. But they are telling them that this will be done and over with by the time the holidays start. Done and over with. Everybody will be able to enjoy their holiday, is what they're being told, which is great. Because, you know, I'm looking for a super fantastic Christmas. So, not that it's going to take till Christmas. I mean, we should be looking right at it. Everything's being very public in Iraq. It's being posted. They're ready to tell you guys. It's being put on TV. So, they are anticipating something for Sunday, which makes sense. Friday after the markets close, Sunday before the markets open. They said they're going to start paying their people on Sunday. That's three times this week they said they're going to start paying them. Their people think, and what I've said for months now, they weren't paying them because they want to pay them at the new rate. And I think it's time, and that's all. If they don't, then I can see demonstrations turning into riots. And I'm sure we're too close for that. They've put out there again that their deal with China is not done. It's not been canceled. They're going to do it. They thought they would start doing it this week. They did get another $20 billion loan agreement, which we thought was supposed to happen this week. And this week, starting on Monday, our week. None of that's going to happen until they get the RV completed. So we're in a perfect spot to see what happens over the weekend. There's no excuse. If there's anything that's negative, this is the only negative. Is, again, the Shiites don't want the Kurds to get their money without giving them all the oil and the money from there. So they had a breakdown on that. But the Kurds walked out. But they still took the vote. The vote still passed. And it should become law tomorrow. So that's what we're waiting for right now. Again, I know once it passed, they know what they were going to do with the money. And I don't know what it had to do with changing the rate because they were going to do it one way or the other. But here we are. One more thing that they had to get pushed through as far as Iraq is concerned. What's going on over here? I don't know. In Washington, they told us today was going to be a great day. I mean, the day is not over with yet, but that is what they told us on Monday. Friday will be a great day. So I wait. I don't have any 800 numbers. I'm not on standby for 800 numbers, but the day is not over yet either. All right, Ray, let's do it.
1 second. Let me get to that section. Questions. Here we are. Pence rule. What does the reported news that Iran is deleting zeros mean to us denarians that hold this currency? Is it still in the basket?
I don't know. I don't hold none of it. I don't even know why y'all doing that, to tell you the truth. But anyway, I'm just joking. It is on our list. And the banks say they're going to pay out on it, which I just don't understand how, and I've been saying that. But if they delete the zeros, it increases the rate. And they say they're going to do that on Sunday, I think, is what the article said. They're going to delete the zero. Now, they do have some of the new bills out showing the zeros in two different colors. And he did explain the last four zeros are white, with the other ones are blue. Those are the ones that's going to be deleted. And that's why they printed the new currency like that. So Sunday will tell.
Okay. Bent Webb says, I'd like to know when you exchange all your currency, let's say at $28.50, would the bank let you leave some of that money already exchanged to take it to another bank? Wouldn't they say, well, let me give you a regular rate for that money?
Really? I tell you how you solved that problem. It would never, ever happen anyway. But anyway, you solved that problem by don't telling them until after you finish your exchange. Now say, give me this. I'm going to take it over there. Because they certainly can't convert it back once it's already converted. So that won't ever happen. And they can't change your rate. But no, they're not going to do that. You make your deal, you do it with your share of the money. Guys, you can do whatever you want to do with it. And by your share, and I'm saying this all, if you tell them I'm going to leave you 50% and I'm going to take 50%, they can't tell you what to do with your 50%. Leave it in their bank, divide it between three other banks. You do what you want to do with it. What I'm going to do with mine is leave it at their bank and make sure I get the highest rate for all of it. Because the only way I'm moving it to another bank is if they're giving me that exact same interest rate for moving it over there. Period. Because that's what makes sense. All right, what's next?
Let's see. Nicole says, last Monday, Tony mentioned Zim at 0.47. Can you please elaborate?
Mentioned what?
He mentioned Zim at 0.47. 47 cents. Can you please elaborate?
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out what I need to elaborate on. He said the screen rate was showing 47 cents at the time. I don't know what it is today, but on Monday he said he was looking at 47 cents.
Okay. Red Unless says
she wanted me to say 47 cents is 47 million per 100 trillion note. I can tell you that. Other than that, multiply whatever you have times 0.0000047. And you'll see how much it's worth.
All right. Red says, have the global currency traders been notified of this RV for now into the next few days?
No, I've got nothing from them. Matter of fact, that's good. I should call them. I didn't even call them, to tell you the truth. I just figured it's going to be on Sunday, but we'll see.
Okay. Have the lower denoms and fields been dispersed at this time in Iraq?
They're not on the streets. They're sitting at the banks.
All right. Do you know if Iraq's new rate is public at this time?
No. If the new rate was public, we'd be going to the bank.
All right. C. Urchin says, 47 cents, 0.47 for the Zen mentioned Monday. Was that one note or for 10 notes?
Oh, was it the maximum? I would think it would be 10 notes.
All right. Cabo says, I am viewing the other countries loaning money as a great sign, since IMF and others were unwilling to do this. Could this be a short-term loan considering we are on the brink? Maybe there is a negotiated date and rate. What are you hearing?
We know there's a negotiated date and rate already, or people wouldn't be loaning. And the other commitments were based on that. And that's why they won't give them the money until it actually happens. But guys, I don't care if Iraq changes their currency today, tomorrow, or Wednesday, they will still need to borrow money for their economy to function until it gets moving, because all they have is oil, and oil is down. So the fact that they're borrowing money, people say just change the rate, just changing the rate only makes it more valuable. It doesn't really give them the cash they need to operate. so they will still borrow money. If you guys go in and look at the U.S. debt, U.S. debt, somebody Google it. You can Google it right now to tell you how much we owe the Federal Reserve, how much we owe China, how much we owe Japan, how much we owe other countries. Just go in and look at the U.S. debt and think, we're so rich. We just came up with $5 trillion to pay everybody for corona unemployment. Then why do we owe China $1 trillion? Why do we owe Japan $1 trillion? Why do we owe these other countries money? Because you need to be in debt to function. That's the way society functions, is through debt. Globes are the same way. Why do we need to borrow $1 trillion from China when we just printed $5 trillion and could pay them off? Because that's the way the real world operates. Iraq can change their rate 3 times. They're still going to be borrowing money from around the world until they get functioning, and that will be years. Okay, what's next?
New Money 28 says, what, if anything, is the significance of Iran deleting their zeros in relation to Iraq?
In relation to Iraq, if the exchange rate changes, then there's becomes more value. You got to realize we've been devaluing their currency for the last 3-4 years. By deleting the zeros, they're going to change the rate, will give it more value, put them on a more even playing field. If Iraq revalues their currency and it becomes 20 times more valuable, that means Iran gets to buy even less with their currency. Takes even more, and nobody wants more junk money in the exchange process. So they have to try to come up to the value of what they know the dinar is going to be at, even between the two countries. And the only way to do that is delete their zeros and revalue their own currency, even if it's just between the two countries before it goes out worldwide. That's the whole purpose in doing it. And not just because for their own economy itself, all right?
Okay, let's go to the live callers. 360, area code, you're on.
Man, Walt. This is a couple of times in a row. It's Walt. Good morning, Tony. Good afternoon, Ray.
Hey, sir.
Hey, good morning. How you doing, sir?
Well, I'm testing my memory. Is your suggestion the same? Should I abdicate and let CIA lady pop on there first? Or...
I don't know. I think she's feeling the pressure of being put on the spot. But anyway.
Well, it's that time of year and not time to be depressed. Heck. Well, anyway, just a couple of quick questions, Tony and Ray.
All right.
The China deal is rate dependent, is it not?
Yes.
Yeah.
They're not going to do it. And I don't think it's, it could be rate dependent here that they change the rate. In order to have the economy that China's looking to do business with. So, yes, and international.
Sure.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Now, I apologize for my memory on this one. The Shiites, are they the majority or the minority? They must be in the minority.
Yeah.
Sunnis are the majority.
Know, but it wasn't just the Shiites. It was the Shiites and somebody else, too. I forgot which one it was. The Shiites and who is it? Hold on. I'm going to tell you.
Okay.
As soon as I find it, though. But it was two groups, not just the Shiites. Now, the other day, Monday or Tuesday, it was just the Shiites and the Kurds going through it. But what's the
That's
other
when
one?
They were throwing their shoes at each other, right?
No, this is when they walked out on Monday's meeting, when the Kurds did, because they said they wanted the courage to give them the oil money, and they refused to do it. And now the Kurds are saying, you're never going to get any oil money. And the Shiites and the other group were saying, you're never going to get any money, period. Yeah. You know what I mean? The government money.
You're not thinking about the Sunnis, are you?
Yeah, maybe. The Shiites and the Sunnis.
Yeah, because Walt mentioned Sunni earlier. I guess you didn't hear him mention.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
We'll give him
credit. All right, there we go. So it's two against one.
Okay, and the two is the majority, and that would be the Sunnis?
The Sunnis and the Shiites.
Shiites.
I don't know which one is the majority.
Well, I know that because that leads me to my next question, because Maliki is one of those. And I'm wondering, there still hasn't been any word from him or any public appearances or anything like that. And at least that I'm aware of, and I try to browse. There's one site that has, you know, the current news out of Iraq, and I haven't seen anything from him. Have you heard or seen anything of him in the last week?
Yes, Maliki is putting out some ads, because whatever, as he's attempting to run for prime minister in June. So he is throwing his name in the hat to run for prime minister. Now, the only problem with that is Al-Kazimi is saying after this is done, sometime next week, or I think it's in 9 days, they're going to put out position people who are part of the corruption and are under investigation. At least 20 names of high people who are in being investigated, in which I suspect Maliki's name will be one of them.
Right. Well, he tried to store a bunch of cash in his airplane luggage, right? And the airplane itself, wasn't that one of the stories when he tried to fly out?
Yeah, that was a couple years ago. He actually put money into the seat, had it sewn into the seats on the plane, and had it put into the walls of the airplane itself, trying to get it out. But it was discovered.
Well, I guess that that pretty well covers it, and I leave a lot of open ground for Bus Lady, CIA Lady, and Danny from Dallas. So I'll be anxious to hear what they have to say. Gentlemen, thank you very much. And this is Friday the 13th. I don't know if I need to wait a minute, Tony, you already know that. So I remember in France, 13 is a lucky number. So just let that be your guide, I guess.
Let's all go to France. Okay.
Thank you, sir.
Oh, man. God. Anyway, they say France is great if it wasn't so many Frenchmen there. So that's the only thing I remember about France. Anyway, have a good day, you guys, and I look forward to this weekend. Tony, if I'm understanding you, your optimism for this weekend. It's the perfect weekend, you said?
It's the perfect weekend, again, guys, because there's nothing else they need to vote on. They haven't told us. There's no other laws they need to pass. The election law has passed. The finance law has passed. The borrowing law has passed. It does need to be put in the Gazette, which could happen, you know, first thing Saturday morning. And this could go. They're saying they're going to pay the people effective Sunday. The people think they're getting a new rate on Sunday, not just getting paid. But we'll see what happens.
Yep, yep. Sounds good to me. Thanks, gentlemen. Have a great day.
All right, sir.
All right, thank you, sir.
Take care.
You too.
Hey, Tony, do you hear that in the background?
Nope.
Some gunfire.
Why?
Just heard
who you chasing?
Oh, you got jokes.
Oh, it's Chirac.
Oh, Chirac back in town. Oh,
312 okay. Erico, you're on.
You got jokes.
Yeah.
Oh, well, good afternoon, Mr. Ray Rand. How are you?
I am fantabulous. To the nth degree. And yourself?
I'm doing wonderfully well. And before I say good morning to Tony, I would like to thank you for your tweet this morning. You always put something in there, but what you put in this morning, that there is a light at the end of this tunnel, that really spoke to me this morning, and I'm believing with you on that. I really like that. Yes, sir. And good morning, Tony. How you doing, sir?
I am super fantastic. How you doing?
I'm doing wonderfully well. Beautiful, crisp, sunny, cool day. Who could ask for more? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. My question was about an article. You've kind of hit around it and touched around it a little bit. But it was about an article that the with the Kurds saying that they'll never deliver oil to Baghdad. So you kind of hit on it with the saying with the Shiites don't want the Kurds. You know, and that there was a breakdown in the oil situation, which there truly was. But for some reason, the KRG, from according to this article, they asked the federal government to send the sum, but without delivering any barrels of oil. So is that a possibility, a probability? And from what you were saying about the Shiites and the Sunnis, how does that affect the position where we are right now?
Okay, so the KRG is the Kurdistan Regional Government. Kurdistan. You're just saying that. Yeah. You know, their position has always been, hey, we should get this oil and our share of the federal payment is what they want. Even though the agreement, and you all should remember the agreement was, that they would send the money from the oil to Baghdad, and then Baghdad would pay all the salaries and pay the people. So they keep going back and forth for some reason, even though after they make these agreements. It doesn't have anything to do with our position because they made an agreement, it was signed, now they voted this, saying, hey, we're still going to pay them. They say they're not going to send the oil. Now they're trying to freeze it. Whole new argument. But I don't think it has anything at all to do with the RV. Because the rate's going to change regardless, or nobody's not going to get anything. And we're not back to that.
Okay. Okay. Well, that sounds real good. Very good. I do appreciate that. Like I said, because I read the article, and I'm like, well, this don't make sense, and how does it affect us? So, but you are always great at breaking things down and explaining them. So that is much appreciated. I would just like to say good morning and afternoon to the rest of the TNT family, and that was my one question for today. Thank you very much. I'm hoping that we will see this by, like the people in Washington told you, by Friday. Friday's not over, hopefully we'll see today. Thank you so much. Thank both of you for all that you do. It's really appreciated.
All right, thank you. All right, bye.
Bye-bye.
209, Erico, you are on.
Good morning, gentlemen. This is Happy.
Good morning.
Good morning. I think I'm going to change my name back to Junior Senior Moment because when I called, I had all these questions, and you've answered quite a few of them, but now I'm confused on some of them. So, with that being said, Tony, you said that we need to stay in debt. So, with all this money coming into the United States, which the United States would have plenty of money to get out of debt, you're saying we should stay in debt?
We will, because that's how the world operates. That's how finance operates. Listen. Even when, during the Clinton era with Kuwait, and he wiped out all our debt, right? wiped out all our debt, then why are we in debt today? Now, we know for a fact that we just printed $5 trillion in the last 8 months, or whenever this COVID started, and they started paying everybody. Well, $2 trillion, $4 trillion, whatever it came out. We know right now they're trying to put a pandemic package together for $4 trillion. If you say they're going to do that, they're going to pay it out, why do we owe anybody any money, even when it's just $1 trillion? We could just print it and pay them. Because you need debt to operate. You need debt to be doing business back and forth. People go and borrow money from banks, not because they don't have it sometimes, especially big corporations that, because you need to be in debt. You need to keep the banks open. You need to keep other companies open in order for us to operate, and that means the money needs to keep circulating. I can't have all the money in my pocket. That doesn't help you or anybody else. To do that, I got to loan some money out to you guys to put it in circulation, but borrow from somebody else to help them stay in business.
Okay. Then my next question is going to be back to the post that we got, the last post we got. Iran's going to finish their zeros on Sunday, if I understood correctly. Iraq's going to finish their payouts on Sunday. Does that make this a really important day that then we would go after Sunday, before Friday, you said, before Thanksgiving? Am I hearing right?
Okay. Sunday was a good day yesterday, 2 days ago, because they passed the law. They took the vote, passed it. It's going in the Gazette and said, okay, we're through with that. And that's the only public discussion they were having besides the budgets. And they already told us what the rate is going to be in the budget, so we already know that. So in order for that to go into effect, had to go into law, which was Saturday. Now, Iraq has publicly come out and say, hey, we're going to pay our people their salaries on Sunday. Before, they said they're going to start 2 hours after the vote. And that was supposed to be on Wednesday. Then they changed it and said, we're going to do it on Sunday. Well, after, that's a really important word, after they came out and said they're going to start paying their people on Sunday. And their people think it's the new rate on Sunday, is when Iran put out their information about changing their currency effective Sunday. They could have did it a week ago. They could have did it Thursday. They could have did it before the vote was taken, but they waited and wanted to make sure Iraq was going to do what they need to do, because they're making it to adjust to Iraq's rate.
So
it's helping
their
economy, but they have to do it at the same time, or they feel they do, if they even do it. Go ahead.
So they're talking about doing it this Sunday, and that means when they do that, the new rate comes out, which means the RV starts. Am I understanding that correctly?
That's what should happen, yes. That's what we're hearing is going to happen, yes. But we've been so close to it, and I heard it so many times. I don't know if they're going to do what they say they're going to do. But that is the plan right now today.
Okay, I know you don't have a crystal ball, but your gut feeling.
Gut feeling is if they don't do it, they're going to have a problem. That's my gut feeling. Because people haven't been doing anything. They're sitting back, and they think they're having a rate change on Sunday. That's what I'm getting from my people in Iraq. That's what they think.
And we don't go until after that happens, correct?
We can go on Sunday, just like they did.
Sunday. Oh.
2 days
okay,
from now, Sunday.
There's my junior-senior moment, because that's where I was confused. So we could go by Sunday.
Thank you very much. We could go by Sunday.
Okay, I thank you. I'm going to sign out, but I wished I knew where 360 lives because I live in that area code. You see my 209 phone number, but I live in 360. I sure like to know who's in my area. Thanks, guys. That's all I had. Thank you for being so gracious. Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. 404, area code, you are on.
Hi, Tony, and hi, Ray, and hi, Walt, and hi, folks. You've answered most of the questions that I have, but I was curious to know, when do the folks in Iraq and the business world, banking world and the like, when do they usually start their day? You know, we normally talk about business days, you know, 8 a.m., 9 a.m. or whatever. What kind of business hours do they have, like on Sunday?
Sunday is their Monday, though. You got to remember.
Right.
So it's regular business hours. I mean, I don't know, 8 to 5, 8 to 2. You got to remember over in Iraq, though, especially when it's warm, they work 4 hours. They take 4 hours off to take a nap or do whatever they do in the day because it's too hot, and then they come back to work in the evenings. So
right.
I don't know exactly how long their bank stays open or not.
That's why I was questioning that, you know, do they, are their days starting at 7 in the morning to 11, and then they have their siestas or whatever they call it over there? Or are they equivalent to our kind of work hours? That's why I was asking that question and the like.
I think they are, but they wanted this at about 8 in the morning when the banks open. So their banks open at 8.
Okay. And then all we have to do is calibrate from Eastern time to know when we should be on the alert. So there. Trying to read my writing here. With respect to for those who may forget the things, you want to clarify when markets close, when markets open, as in markets close today, remind folks what time that is, and when markets open on Sunday.
I don't know. What time is it?
That's what I'm asking you.
I know, but
I know what
you
time
already know.
Right.
Okay.
This is your call.
Oh, is that why? Okay. All right. You guys know the market closes at 4 on Friday, opens at 2 on Sunday. Never changes.
Okay. And lastly, again, this is one of those things for clarification and English language being what it is, and for those who may take you at your word here, your quote was, I'm not on standby for 800 numbers. And I want folks to know you still are expecting to get the 800 numbers. It's just that you have not been told that you are on standby now, correct?
That is correct. Now,
I have to get
them for this to go, right? I mean, we absolutely have to get them for it to go. So I don't know that it's going to actually give us any heads up again, guys, because just think about this. They're only supposed to give them out, or say they are, to five gurus. There's five people on the list who's supposed to get them and pass them out to everybody else. They're not going to give us 800 numbers a day before, 2 hours before, or even an hour before, and say, hey, keep it to yourself for the next hour, and then let it out. That's not going to happen. Because, one of all, they don't know us from Adam, actually, and they certainly are not going to trust us to keep a global secret like that. What they will do is actually do the RV, then notify us, here's your 800 numbers, send them out, start telling everybody, and let's get this thing going. Yeah. When I say I'm on standby, have been on standby, absolutely have received calls saying, hey, we're on standby. And this may change after I tell you guys this. But they put the banks on standby, telling them to be on standby for the 800 numbers to go out to us. But they have to give them some kind of heads up. So when they call us and say, hey, we had our meeting, You guys are supposedly going to get the 800 number sometime tonight. That's just information coming to us out of the meeting, not actually the bank saying, hey, you're on standby yet. So that part hasn't happened.
Okay.
They have told us, hey, between this time and this time, you guys should get the numbers because we're being told we're going to start at this time. So those are things we have to calculate, look out, and say, okay, I'm here. You know, Ray's going to stop drinking. I'm not going to smoke. We're going to see what happens. I'm smoking cigars anyway. And you guys already know Ray don't drink. So I guess all that was for Tony. Anyway. Give us a heads up. I'll send you a mess around
also,
11 o'clock at night. You guys might get the 800 numbers in reverse order. I don't know. Go ahead.
We just need to be ready at a moment's notice. When you said that you had received word from Washington last Monday that today would be a great day, can you share with us, is that from banking sources, government sources, or both? Or is that something that you prefer and are unable to actually share?
I'm going to share that it was not from a bank source.
Okay. Good enough. I'll let somebody else press further because we know 10 days from whenever this happens, that's when our TNT Super Fantastic Pay It Forward project is going to be. And it looks like it, well, could be in November. That would be great. And we appreciate it. And have a happy Friday the 13th. It's going to be very lucky.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks again. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 281 Erica, you are on.
Well, hello, Tony. Hello, Ray. How you guys
doing? Hey. I'm doing great. How you doing?
I'm good. Couldn't wait to get on the call so I could ask some questions.
Okay.
I didn't hear the king say anything. Is the king back there?
Oh, yeah. I'm here. I'm fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. I just had to make sure you were back there. So
well, when you said you wanted to ask some questions, I started tensing up then.
I don't know why. You used to be by now. So just hold on because I got one coming. You ready, Tony? Hello?
I'm ready. Yeah.
Okay. Now, catnip left off where I want to start up again. All right. So my question is, you said Washington said that Friday would be a great day, and they told you that on Monday. So have you spoke with them since Monday? And if so, then that is still relevant for Friday to be a great day. Can I assume yes or no?
You can assume whatever you want, but you know what it does, don't you?
What does it do, Tony? What does it do? Should I not have asked you that, or what? Is that what it is?
Have you not heard the term when you assume and make an ass out of you and me? Have you not
okay,
heard that?
Well, then, I see, since I didn't know, I just thought I'd ask you because you can give me the correct answer. So then I'm going to just take assume out and just say, could you answer that for me?
So far, I haven't heard it change. And actually, we did make some calls today and haven't got a confirmation yet. So
you have.
I'm just going to keep going with it. It hasn't changed anywhere else. So I don't know why it would change there, but we'll see. And what they usually do, and you guys should know by now, is sometimes they intentionally don't give us the information. And it said, well, I didn't want to give it to you for the call because we know you're going to put it on the call. So they wait for after the call. It did give us some information. I said, we'll see when it happens because by your next call, it won't matter. But anyway,
we'll probably
get something later today.
So we know this is a perfect weekend for Iraq, like you said. But what about the U.S., the people here in, you know, your sources for the U.S.? Because we know many a times they have been the ones to hold this up. So how do you feel personally on that? I mean, I know you just shared with what DC told you on Monday, but do you feel that if it is to be held up where they will not release it, it would be more on the U.S. side than Iraq? Especially
well,
since
yeah,
they're
I've been
they,
feeling that way for over a week, but the only reason they voted and did what they did, and they have no more excuses and they're getting the money, is because somebody here told them, okay, go ahead and finish up so it can look like you did what you were supposed to do, and now we can go. Because they were prolonging it, putting it off, doing that, because somebody was telling them to do that. I mean, you don't say, let's talk about this on Monday for 2-3 hours, okay, now let's wait 7-8 days from now and talk about it again. If we're in a hurry and we're trying to get things done, we can do this every other day, read it, and we're done, or take some time.
Right.
But it's intentionally when they stretch things out. So if they've come to an end, because they didn't have to vote, they didn't already have to come back that fast and say, okay, I approve it. We're done. Or sign off on it, and it's going into law on Saturday because that's the next day that it came.
Okay.
So I'm thinking they were told it's going to be okay, but we don't know what's going on in Washington. Because everybody's totally confused.
That was going to be my question, but I didn't want to get political. But, I mean, of course, and like I was going to say, that question I just asked you, because we only have like 68 more days from Inauguration Day. So, you know, if Trump is going to get this done, I guess he should really get moving on it to get it out of the way.
Listen, let me tell you guys something. Let me tell you something. So, that don't come in. No, November 23rd, the election is over, one way or another. Everybody, every state will have certified the election. So, it's going to be over. Court got to do anything. All that's over. And we see every day it's changing. More and more people are recognizing. But even more than that, guys, bank employees, people involved in this in Washington, people who have their money pending and were supposed to get it already, are all being told it will happen this month. It will happen this month. And they're all being told that it's going to be a great holiday for all. That's what everybody's hearing. Every conference that they have, every meeting with their people, and that's what they're instructing their people, is they are going to be able to take vacations in December. This thing is going to be over, not starting in December. It's going to be over. So that's what we're looking at right now. We don't know the day, the hour, or the minute, but we do know we're in that window where this is almost completely done and we can start living our lives.
So the holiday, when they say you're going to have a great holiday, that should include Thanksgiving as well. And we only have like 2 more weeks for Thanksgiving. So hopefully we'll see this at any moment now. And I'm hoping it's after 4 o'clock today or 5 o'clock Eastern or whatever time the markets close. So, all
well,
right.
So,
am
so
I. Probably
you know what the problem is?
What?
You know, I went into a store yesterday. Somewhere, I forgot where it was. And it's just like usual. They, all I see is Christmas trees. Christmas lights.
Yep.
Yes.
Skip right over Thanksgiving.
People act like Thanksgiving doesn't even happen anymore. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So while you might want to include Thanksgiving in there, I'm saying they may not because nobody else sees it.
Yep, I agree. Well, hopefully we will see, you know, this soon, and we probably need to put on some coffee tonight. We can stay up late because who knows. And did you say it was tomorrow that they should be putting this in the Gazette? It's Saturday, right?
It is. So, and let me tell you what, since you're so good with the king,
it is.
You are.
Well, I don't know about that.
I just sent him the latest info that the bank just sent me. So see if you can get it out of.
Now. King, are you there? Are you back there? Hello? Hello? Is the King there? You see it and went quiet.
No. No.
Okay, then. There you go.
All right, so we go. Well, if he does not share it on the call today,
oh, don't even say it. Don't even
we
say
get
it.
Off.
That's not fair.
Yeah,
that's
we're
not
gonna
fair.
Capture him later. Well, let's just hope the King, because you know the King can keep a secret. If you ever tell the King something, you ain't got to worry about it leaking nowhere. Now, that's one thing I know about the King. Anybody else know a secret? Because I know that.
Uh-oh.
Okay. All right. Well, y'all have a good day. Thank you.
All right. Well.
Okay. Bye. Cool. All right, so you going to get that information?
No, I'm not. I just sent it to you. I wouldn't say it the way it is right there anyway, even if I did. But
okay.
I'm letting you say it.
Hmm? Well, we'll put it in an update and send it out to everybody a little bit later after we gather some more data.
Okay. Hold on. We'll not do that. All right, guys. Yeah, we just got more confirmation. They are, in fact, looking for something over the weekend. That's what they're being told. But it's just more confirmation. Just got it from some of the other banks. All right, let's go with it. We'll see what happens.
Okay, 314. Area code, you are on.
Hey, you guys, how are you today?
All right.
Super fantastic.
To the nth degree. And yourself.
Better. Hey, I got a question. When we leave the money in the bank, we're signing a contract for 3, 4, 5 years or whatever. What guarantees that money in that contract?
I don't know. You have to talk to the bank about any guarantees. Because we're not the bank. I can't tell you what guarantees protect your money or anything else. That's some questions you're going to have to ask while you're sitting down there doing your agreement.
Okay. All right. Well, that's the only question I have. Thank you.
All right.
All right,
sir.
Have a great day.
610 area code. You are on.
Hey, good afternoon, Ray. Hey, good morning, Tony. It is G-Man NPA.
Hey, how you doing,
hey,
man?
Doing super fantastic. And before we begin, Ray, did you
yes,
dust
sir.
Off that pink slip? Is it ready for me?
Oh, it's ready.
All right. Very good. All right. Long version, gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, for all of you who are new to the call and all of you who didn't know, all these calls and all the means of communication that Ray and Tony use to keep us informed need to be paid for. And it's up to all of us out here in the currency community to make donations in order to keep this information superstation on the air. You can help by going to www.tntsuperfantastic.com, clicking on that red donate button, and when you do, the name and address will come up to where you can send your check or money order made payable to Raymond Renfro, P.O. Box 1748, Elm City, that's just like the tree, Elm City, North Carolina, 27822. And for those of you who'd like to donate electronically, the Cash App is available on the donation page. And if you're already familiar with and utilizing the Cash App, you can go to the new address, which is $TNTSuper. And when you're typing that in, remember to capitalize $TNTSuper, and your donations will go through electronically. Remember to do it today, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be very, very glad that you did. And when you are sending in your donations, please remember to include your phone number. That way it'll make it easier for Ray to track those donations as they come in. As always, Ray and Tony, thank you for all you continue to do for us. Thank you to both of your families for continuing to share you with us. Thank you to those 13 task force members still out there making sure that the bankers and meeting facilities are going to be available for us post-RV so we can get all that banking information. And on behalf of Ray and on behalf of Tony, thank you to all of you out there who have sent in donations in the past, those of you who will send in your donations today and in the near future. Your donations are needed and very, very much appreciated in order to keep this information superstation on the air. Also remember, verification, negotiation, diversification, protect your principal, KYW, know your worth, and Vegas, 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 and Raleigh, 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 so I can come join you and enjoy some of that good homestyle North Carolina barbecue. Thank you, gentlemen. Make it a dynamite weekend.
All right. All right.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate
You're
it.
You're very welcome.
All right. That takes us to 707 area code. You are on.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Ray, I have a question for you. The process that we expect to go through seems to have quite a few rules and regulations and specifics for us to follow. But for example, Tony has said pretty definitely that he doesn't believe that the banks can require us to have a trust. And there's quite a few others that do say it, but they do. So I don't know which one it is. But I'm trying
to
be.
You know how to solve that.
Pardon?
You know how to solve that, don't you?
How's that?
Call any bank that you want to call that deals with foreign currencies and ask them, do you have to have a trust to do an exchange? They'll answer that for you real quick. And then you'll know
you think
who
that,
to listen to.
Oh, well, I didn't
want
to bother the banks. They get so many calls and. So I could do
okay.
that. Yeah.
Well, I mean, if you really want to know the truth, you don't want to wait until that day to find out.
Well, you know, filling out, making a trust. I got a copy, a blank copy of a revocable trust where you have the grantor and beneficiary, the trustee are one and the same. And that's what I understand is required. But we don't know.
No.
No?
That's foolishness.
My real question is that okay. We don't know what we need to have.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. Listen.
Yeah, we're telling you.
There's the only thing listening. You ever got to know. And let me tell you, and listen. Everybody listen. I know a bunch of people are telling you a lot of things, but what you need to know is Tony might not be right, but he ain't never wrong. So understand that part, okay?
I buy
Tony
that.
Tony might not be right, but he ain't never wrong. There's no bank, absolutely no bank in the United States of America, you can call every one of them, that requires you to have a trust to open an account, to put money in accounts, or to do a currency exchange. And Ray is right. You can call every single one of them right now today, and every one of them is going to tell you no. Because that's just some bullshit that somebody's trying to tell you to sell you a trust. It is in no shape, form, or fashion. I have exchangers all across this country who've done this, been trained in this, the call centers. There is no requirement for you to have a trust, period.
Well, one of the things that I always go by, Tony, and I really appreciate this about you, is that you look at things from whether or not it makes any sense. And the requirement that I'm hearing from all these people is that it is just the opposite. But my thought is that it doesn't make any sense because, you know, for any one of us to have that done in advance. And if we're going to do our exchange in 15 minutes, we don't have time to do all that.
Well, suppose you don't want to trust. I don't want to trust. I got $10 million. I don't want my money in a trust. I want to spend my money where, what, they're not going to take my money? They're going to tell me it's illegal? They're going to tell me to go to another bank? Well, I mean, what's going to happen if I say I don't want a trust?
Yeah. I'm going with you. Because that makes, to me, that makes sense.
Yeah, because I don't even know why. I mean, I understood they were telling you guys that years ago, and this guy's selling trust for $5,000, and you got to have one, and I'm going to fix, you know.
Well, no, the ones that I've heard this.
For them to tell you, you have to have a trust. Because that's the biggest.
Well, the ones that I've had. The ones that I've heard say that we need trust have not asked me to buy one from them. You know, so I'm not getting a sales pitch. I'm just getting rules. So maybe it's in my own head.
That's not a
rule.
It's a sales pitch you're not picking up on.
Trust me, that's not
a
rule.
What did you say, Ray? I'm sorry.
I just said you're just not picking up on it. It's a sales pitch. Can you buy a trust from them?
There's no mention of buying one or selling one or having them do one for
They're
me.
They're just telling you you need it. Okay. They're doing the sales pitch for somebody else indirectly. Didn't even make sense.
I'm going to go with you guys.
Okay.
And Ray, you agreeing with Tony. Is that correct?
Yes, sir, but we've been saying the same thing for the longest time.
I know. And I keep going over it. I've brought it up on several occasions. And I hate to be a bother, but... I just want to be as prepared as I can possibly be because I want to get in there and get out, get it over with.
Yes, sir.
Okay. So I really appreciate that.
All right, sir.
All right. Thank you, sir. Appreciate you.
Thank you both.
Take care. All right, man. Bye-bye. 805 area code. You are on.
Hey, guys. First of all, can you hear me? I'm in my car.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
All right, I'm driving safe. You can tell the bus lady I'm driving safe.
Okay.
On this, they signed the borrowing law, and they signed something else yesterday or day before or ratified something else. What was the significance of that, the ratification of, I'm not sure what it was, the 140? Or they ratified, the president ratified, is it the law, the borrowing law?
I don't know. Let me see. I have to go look. Or I have to wait till Tish sends it to me. That's my way of asking her to send it to me. But anyway, I know the borrowing law was voted on, and I think he did. He ratified one of them. You're absolutely right. Signed off on it, and that's what it should have been, the borrowing law, so we can go into the Gazette tomorrow.
Okay. All right. Do you think that they have, well, today's Friday, so do you think they're announcing this in the mosque today?
No, they're not announcing anything in the mosque anymore, guys. They were doing announcements in the mosque to keep it in country and out of the global view. Now everything's being put on television and in the newspaper and articles. That's why we're seeing it. Okay?
Okay. All right. All right, that's all I got. All my other questions were answered. Thank you very much, you guys, and hopefully it's a wonderful weekend. Thanks a lot. I appreciate your help.
All right. Thank you, sir. I hope so.
Okay.
Hey, Ray, let me do this.
The law.
What? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was going to say that was the election law that the president ratified.
Okay.
Oh, okay. The election law. All right.
Is there a significance to that?
No, it was just that the reforms are being done, and it actually set out the time of June and – It also voted that Parliament would be dissolved in April, 60 days before the vote, so all of them can be voted as new members, whoever goes for it. But again, that's part of what I said. There's nothing to argue about. Everything's coming out. Everything's being done. There's nothing left for them to do but do it.
Cool. All right. Thanks again, you guys.
Okay.
Take care.
Yes, sir. I'm ready.
All right. Thanks. Okay. I want to say this real quick right in the middle of all this. I know, but.
Okay.
Anyway, for all you baseball fans out there, and even if you're not a baseball fan, you got to know that Kim Ng, N-G, however you pronounce it, but she's the new general manager of the Marlins, and she's the first female to become a general manager of a Major League Baseball team and first Asian-American general manager in one. So that was a great accomplishment, and I want to tell the women of TNT, man, y'all just kicking the door in everywhere this year. You are truly doing it. And I'm proud of you. That's the only time I'm going to say it, too. Unless y'all send me some money after the RV. I'm just joking. I'm absolutely proud. Women, you are making some accomplishments this year. Really, you are. So, way to step up. All right, go ahead, Larry.
All right. 605 area code, you're on.
Yeah, Tony, I was just curious. You said earlier there was a max of 10 on the Zim for the 47 cents. What are they looking at for anything over that 10?
No, I said to get the maximum rate on the Zim, he said you have to have trillion notes or equivalent.
Oh,
I didn't say
man,
you only get 47 cents on 10. I never said that. If you got 100 of them, I would suppose you're going to get 47 cents on 100 of them.
Oh, okay. I must have missed that other part with sketchy service.
Okay.
So. That's all I was curious on.
All right. Thank
okay.
you,
thank you.
310. Okay. 310. You're on.
Yes, I have a question. Hello, Ray. Hello, Tony.
Hello.
How are you guys doing?
I am fantabulous, sir.
Super fantastic.
Well, that's wonderful. What I wanted to ask you is that the people that you gave some dinar to and you didn't actually do a gift letter, would that be okay if they could just take the dinar to the bank and exchange whatever the bank says?
I don't know how much you gave them. Oh, but I would think so, yes. So, but guess what? You can always give them a gift letter today.
Okay. And I would have to have it notarized, right?
I had all of mine notarized just so there wouldn't be any questions. So I'm not going to tell you you have to. You can just do it. But I did it so they couldn't even question.
Okay. So I'll have to get that done. Okay. Well, thank you very much for your help.
Okay. Have a great
You're
day.
Welcome.
You too.
903. You're on.
Was a first-time district manager, and she was a store manager.
903. Can you hear us?
The stores are run down.
I know. I've been.
Oh, too late. It was a little too slow. 832. You're on.
Hello. Is that
832.
Me?
Hello. Yes.
Yes. Good day. Is that me?
Yes. You're on.
Oh, good day. Good day to you, gentlemen. Tony, I had a question for you. I had some concerns in regards to the dung. I had read an article about some weeks ago about the dung being on the manipulation list, and the Trades Commission was not going to make a decision about the dung until March. And my concerns about the dung going at the same time as the dinar. And that was my question, because if Trump doesn't stay in the White House and Biden comes in, will he change that to where the affected to go in effect in March if to judge tariffs on the dong?
That, a lady said it earlier, but I'm going to tell you again, my battery ran down in my crystal ball, so I can't really tell you what's going to happen in March and with Biden, anything else there. Right now, the RV is scheduled to happen before Biden takes office. Right now,
right.
The dong
right. Well,
is still part of the GCR. Okay?
So
right
okay.
now, the rate is a super fantastic rate, and what I think is the best opportunity of any currency out there. So
this
is something that I learned a long time ago. I think you guys are, I don't borrow trouble for no reason. I don't worry about the thousand things that could happen sometime in the future. I deal with what we're doing and go from there and what really makes sense. Now, the dong has been in the basket for 15 years. It's a global event, which means all these countries have signed off on this. So for one reason, one guy would come in, be in office less than 2 months, and change the whole world for one currency. For what? They got to recalculate everything? I mean, I just don't see that happening.
Okay. Yeah, well, you know, like, you know, I wouldn't challenge that in any way, but I just, you know, and I'm reading the article, and I said, well, the Trades Commission, they're not going to go ahead and make any decision on that until March, and then I was trying to rationalize, understand, say, how can this go before or even in January or before January if they would go ahead and make any decisions on that in the month of March? You know, so
well,
and
maybe
the
they know what we know, and in March there won't be a decision made, or maybe even after the revalue they think it's still not where it's supposed to be. But I'm saying you're stressing about something I don't think you need to stress about.
Okay. Well, I really appreciate you giving me that type of insight, because other than that, everything is looking great. Everything is looking super fantastic. But I just had that concern about the dung. That really just was, you know, concerning me, because I got more dung than I got dinar. I mean, I got a pretty enough dinar, you know, but the dung is really going to take me over the threshold, and I was just concerned about that.
I think you did a really good deal if that's what you have. I think you're going to benefit from it. All right?
Okay. All right. Thank you. Thank you for taking my call, and you guys have a blessed weekend.
All right.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. Right. 917, you are on.
Hey, guys. This is, like, super fantastic that I got in.
Great.
Thank you both, first of all, for your service. And your service on Veterans Day was remembered as well.
Thank you.
Tony? I'm first generation that wasn't in the Navy, but I won that lottery, let's just say. I do have a question. I need to silence something here. I'm sorry. I do have a question. I know you've answered this before, but let's say we have the maximum amount of to go over the threshold with Zim and Dong. But with the dong, it's 50 million, I think, and then after that, you have to negotiate. Is that correct?
That's what we're being told.
Okay. And if it doesn't, I mean, if you don't get a rate like anywhere close, and I know you can't get the top rate, but if you can't negotiate and they just say no, it's going to be 47 cents or something. You can make that first deal and then just yank that out of the bank and take it someplace else and see if you can get a better deal. Is that correct?
That's what I would do.
They can't make you exchange your currency. I said they can't make you exchange it. That's all
and
of,
you have,
you know, negotiating this. Well, I'm going to do this much if you do this. And if you don't, I'm only going to do this much. That's up to them,
okay.
Right?
Right. And you think it's going to be about a third that you're going to leave? That will be, we hope it's satisfactory for the bank to give us those high rates. Is that correct?
I know people who have already received the high rates leaving a third. I know people
That's
who have
correct.
Left more. But you got to think about it, guys. Again, I don't know. All right, so let's think about it. I got $100 million. I want to leave a third. I want to leave $30 million at 20% a year. So now I got $70 million. I got to figure out what to do with. I mean, am I really going to spend all that this year or the next 3 years, 5 years? No, I want my money making money, right? So I can leave $50 or $60 million at 20%. Be getting paid monthly on it, reinvesting my money, and still have enough money for the time frame, 3 years or 5 years. Because I may not be guaranteed seeing 20% on my money anywhere else, if that's all you're looking at. I'm looking at some different things, but still, if you don't have a plan, if you don't know about investing, if you don't know about, then leave more, live off your interest. It will last you longer. It's a better plan, as far as I'm concerned.
Okay.
Okay.
Great. Great. And I know that you don't like overseas banks or anything like that, so you're going to stay all within the United States. Is that correct?
Yeah. I don't know about overseas banks, because I'm sure there's going to be some safe ones they're going to recommend. But I don't like overseas investments because they have different rules. And then some of the banks in Belize and in other places that are, you know, the size of 7-Eleven, or you go in a building, there's 12 banks and each office door says a different bank. And, you know, people are over there with their money. I'm just not that guy. I'm not doing that with my money.
No, I'm more belt and suspenders myself, so I love that. Thank you, guys. That's all I need.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Okay, have a great weekend.
All right,
sir.
You too.
It takes us to 626 area code. You're on.
Hello, Tony. Ray?
Hey. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you guys feeling today?
Fantastic.
I'm super fantastic.
To the instigator.
You know what? I said that. Thank you, Ray. I said that, Tony, the other day when I called the bank. How do you feel? I said, super fantastic. And the guy goes, huh? I go, yeah, that's how I feel. You know what, man? You know, this ride has been very, very beautiful. The experience, the education, the knowledge. And I tell people ask me, what's going on? I go, you got to get on the call. You got to educate yourself. Like going to school, we're learning. And today is a special day. Today is the 13th, and it's a special day because my friend's birthday is today. His name is Mark, and he's from New York. And if you can, can you play that jam for him? And that'll jazz him up, man. Because I was very excited when you played it for me on the 2nd of November.
Okay.
And all my questions have been answered. Huh?
Is Mark
on
the call
too right now? Yes, he is. I call him Marky Mark.
Marky Mark.
Marky Mark.
I wanna wish you a happy birthday. I wanna help you celebrate. I wanna wish you lots of presents. I wanna help you eat your cake. If you're busting
party, party in the island way. You'll be jamming all night till the light of day. Your birthday, birthday is your day to shine. Another year and you'll be looking fine. So have no worries, don't you hesitate.
Happy birthday, Marky Mark.
Thank you, Ray.
All right.
And God bless you guys for all you do, man. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
All right. Have a good weekend.
Take care.
All
right. Bye-bye now.
I will. You too. Bye-bye.
386 area code. You are on.
Hey, hello.
Hello.
Hey. Good morning.
I had to get you off external speaker. I got a question for you, Tony.
Okay.
Could you go over the treasury rates for us and how you go about getting them?
Oh, man. Nope. I can't go over the treasury rates because that's Ray's department. He keeps track of all that. I just send it. But I can tell you how you get them if they're there is you ask for them, just like the contract rate. The rate, it says this is what I like to get, and this is why. I want to get the treasury rate. Well, first of all, I've been telling you guys all the time, let them tell you the first. So he who speaks first loses, period. Anyway, so
yeah,
what
I remember that
go
one.
And when they do, you take them all the way to the top. Nope. I know this is available, and this is how I know why, and this is what I'd like to write right here. But, Ray, you still have the treasury rates?
No, sir.
Oh.
We never had treasury rates. We were told that some treasury rates existed, but we were never given a set of treasury rates.
Oh.
Because I thought I remember one time they said the ZIM could go as high as 60 on treasury. I just wanted to check.
Well, we did tell you one time of a 60 cent that someone said they saw it on their screen and gave us that, but didn't say it was a treasury rate.
Not in the definition. All righty.
All right, me too. I thought it was too, but my bad. All right. Okay.
All right.
So 60 was the high for the ZIM. We got up to $12 for the dong. All right. We got, it was $36 or something for the dinar. 36, 12, 60. What else was left? That was it, right? I think
has anybody ever updated the Afghani?
Last we got on that was $239, if I'm not mistaken, was the last Afghani. I think that was the only Afghani rate we ever had.
I have some Afghani and I don't even remember buying it. That's what happens to get older.
And guys, we haven't been asking for rates, because we know they're high and ridiculous and they're going to be what they're going to be. But as soon as it goes, that'll be something that we'll do. We will get the rates. Okay? We will have a call. And let you guys know the highest rates that we're being told at the time.
Okie dokie. And Ray, this question is just for you. Do you think there's ever any hope for Tony?
Sure. All the time.
All right. That's all I have to say. Thank you much, gentlemen.
All right, sir.
All right. Thank
Take
you,
care.
Sir.
Bye-bye.
903, Erico, you're on. 903. I have a patient or if you have influenza, it's only going to work. 903. Call your doctor or look at the drug company. Okay. You're off. So that takes us to 612. 612 area code.
Hey, good afternoon, guys.
Hey.
Hey. How are you?
Yeah. Oh, I'm doing great. Hey, Tony, you stated that the dong was signed off by many countries involved in this blessing. Is that the same for the IDR?
the same for all the currencies in the basket. Everybody had to sign off on if they're in the basket, with some countries getting a veto vote. So, yes.
Okay, great. And one more question. Do you know of anyone that has negotiated and cashed out the IDR with a wealth manager at one of the big five banks? If so, can you share, if you feel comfortable, can you share what the IDR rate was or a starting point they negotiated the IDR?
Nope, because I don't know anybody.
Okay, and Ray, I wanted to say something to Ray. Ray, I've talked to you before in the past, and I talked to Tony once a long time ago when he was with PTR. And my lady didn't believe in this at all, and she happened to be sitting there one day back in the PTR days. If they called your name, they would give a $100,000 K note, a dinar note. And Tony happened to call my name, and then he said that he had the wrong name and called somebody else. But I was thinking maybe Tony owes me a $100,000 bar instead of that note someday. That would be sufficient enough. But I just had to let Tony know that you and you too, Ray, you guys have been fantastic, and bless both of you guys.
All right. Thank you, sir. Appreciate
you. Okay. Comments. You know where to get the is it $100,000 bar or $1 million bar? Which one is it?
I think it's the $100,000 candy bar.
$100,000 bar. Yeah, Nestle.
Okay. If you know where to get it, you go ahead and buy one and send me the receipt. Okay.
I just may do that.
Okay.
All right, all right. You guys take care now.
All right, sir.
Good talking.
Thank you. Take care.
All right.
Bye-bye. Okay, we're at the bottom half of the hour, and it's time to wrap this one up.
All right. All right, guys. This is super, super, super fantastic day. I think even though it is Friday the 13th, Ray had to remind everybody of that. I didn't even realize it, but it's here. All the news is good. We even got live updates while we were here. And they are being told to look for something this weekend. Won't be the first weekend they've been told that, but right now everybody's sitting on pins and needles, hoping that it's over or that they're getting started, and we'll be busy over the weekend. And that's all we can do. There's no negative news out there. And to be perfectly honest with you guys, if you're ever, ever, ever looking for negative news, this is the wrong place to come to. Now, I will give you the good, bad, and the ugly. I will tell you the truth. But I'm never, ever going to be negative about the situation because I know it's going to happen. I just don't know when. So I would much rather give you the information and give out hope and direction and the end to this than anything that's negative or would lead to somebody selling their future. Because one thing we know for sure, and I've been saying it, we have a winning lottery ticket, a winning lottery ticket. And even if we don't get to cash it, somebody in our family will get to cash it. Somebody in our futures will benefit from it. And you cannot do any better than that, knowing you have provided a future for your family and your friends. We just don't know when it starts. We're closer than ever. And I'm hoping this weekend is it. But I cannot think of for the life of me, and I have tried, believe me, over the years, to think of any better opportunity there is to change your life than what we're going through right now. So I'm always going to be positive, always going to be happy. And the biggest thing, I'm always going to be anticipating it happening one more day. So with that, I'm going to tell you guys nothing but good news out there. We'll probably get more this evening, tomorrow. We'll tweet it out. Ray will put it in the form, or we'll do a call if that's what we have to do. But until then, do what I'm going to do. Enjoy the rest of your day, your weekend, and be super fantastic while you're doing it. All right, Ray.
All right, that's going to do it for us, folks. Keep believing. We sure do.
This keeps me going. On those days when I feel like giving up, fire.
have moved.
I believe you made it through it. Oh, I believe it's already done.
I'm excited about your future.
Excited.
About your future. I believe.
Hello, this is your private banker. It's done. It's finished.
What? Honey!
It's done. It's finished. The RV's on its way. Everything's completed. There's nothing else to say. It's done. It's finished. The RV's on its way. We are just waiting for the call any day.
Any day.
To stop conference recording, press 1. To return to the conference, this session is no longer being recorded.
That, ladies and gentlemen, is a wrap. Enjoy your weekend. We're out of here.